This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, September 4. Light and life. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Psalm 36, verse 9. With you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Psalm 36 speaks about light and life in the same breath. No wonder. Most creatures need light to live. If not directly, then at least indirectly, so light and life go together. All light and all life have their source in God. In the Bible's first creation story, there is only darkness until God says, "Let there be light." Under that light, life emerges. In the Bible's final new creation story, there is no darkness, but only God's light and an ever-fruitful tree of life. And then there's Jesus, crucified on a tree of death. He's the light of the world, and that light is our life. Jesus says, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As I write this, the darkness of winter is approaching, but every winter, no matter how dark and gloomy, gives way to the light and life of spring. In the same way, by His death on the cross, Jesus defeated darkness and death, and by His resurrection, He shines the springtime light of God's new creation over the horizon. We still have to wait a while, but the time is coming when there will be no darkness and no death, only light and life. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for dealing with darkness and death. Thank you for being our light and our life. Shine before us to lead the way. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.